It's just really ridiculous. But you know what? Trump's heading in the right direction, so let's support our President Trump and keep America great in 2020. And maybe we can get a flat food tax for everybody.
We shall
see. Maybe we can get some kind of consensus for a flat tax and get it through. If anybody can do it, our president has been there for the last going on 4 years, can do it. Look what he's already done with what he was up against. So,
I hear you, Rodney. Loud and clear. I got to run. Appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, Rodney.
More news and views. Final hour coming up. News and views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey. He's Jack. Eddie in the house.
In the house.
I'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. More fake news, says President Trump. A New York Times story about his finances saying he writes off hundreds of millions of dollars in losses for tax purposes and is hundreds of millions of dollars in debt.
President Trump paid no federal taxes for 10 to 15 years before he was elected, according to the New York Times. In 2016 and 2017, he paid just $750. Hours after the report, the Biden campaign started selling bumper stickers that say, "I paid more in income taxes than Donald Trump."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. 49 people are reported shot in Chicago over the weekend, with 7 killed.
Separately, Chicago police say a 5-year-old girl and a woman in her 20s were also stabbed to death over the weekend. Overall, shootings and murders are up 50% in Chicago compared to last year, and higher than the same time in 2016, Chicago's most violent year in recent memory.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very warm day ahead, but some big weather changes are on the way in the week ahead. Today, warm and humid, high in the mid-80s. Could be some widely scattered showers by this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight and through the midday hours of Tuesday. Low tonight, 62. Tuesday's high near 70, becoming windy on Tuesday. Wednesday, nice day, low 70s, sunshine, low humidity. Then briefly warmer Thursday before the coolest air of the fall season sweeps in for Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. Some really good news. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A memorial service for the late Reverend Robert Gretz Jr. was held Sunday. He's remembered as a civil rights icon and human rights advocate. He was the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. Gretz was 92 years old. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say a man was shot in the 3400 block of Mobile Highway. He later died at the hospital. Right now, no arrests have been made. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has unveiled a new mural depicting the history of voting rights. Local artist and activist Michelle Browder and two students created the mural outside the SPLC building. It honors late Congressman John Lewis and late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Fox Wednesday on the blockbuster new season of The Masked Singer. Be there for the shocking moment.
No! Don't do it!
That's a first in Masked Singer history.
It's gonna change the show forever!
singers from fake ones before you hear them sing.
I think you're a liar.
Ken Jeong hosts the new hit mystery music show.
I knew it!
I can see your voice.
Wednesday on Fox 20.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Some comments made in the media about my incredibly qualified nominee, Amy. The New York Times said her religion is not consistent with American values. She's Catholic.
Wow. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, Joey Clark.
You're Catholic. Isn't that pretty standard religion here in the U.S. of A.?
Oh, sure.
I mean, a very common religion.
I mean, we're still here in Alabama. We're definitely a minority.
Certainly. But the Catholic religion is accepted here.
Well, I'm Catholic.
It's pretty much welcomed, isn't it?
Yeah. And, I mean, Jack's Catholic, and there's more acceptance today, right, Jack, than there was?
Yeah, I believe, I don't know what I think Baptists probably rule Alabama right now. But
sure.
Yeah, Catholics are more accepted than they used to be. They used to give me hell at junior high and elementary school because I had fish on Friday and everybody raised hell about that.
Oh, he's eating.
Oh, that's because of people like you. I'm like, okay, well.
Well, whatever.
I don't like it any more than you do. And I damn sure didn't. Because there's always those horrible fish sticks.
Hey, right,
exactly.
Right.
Are those wretched or what?
Oh, man. I remember back to, like, cafeteria food. There were certain things that were, like, veggie nuggets.
Thank God I didn't live through that.
Oh,
no.
It was terrible. It was like just a mashup of old vegetables and fried, and it was like, ugh.
Ours was the worst thing was that ambrosia salad that seemed to come with everything.
Ugh.
Public school, Joey, ambrosia salad. It goes a long way.
No, the best day was corn dog day or hot dog day.
Pizza day.
Pizza. Well, cafeteria pizza was hit or miss, depending on what kind of pizza.
We always had that square.
With the tiny, the cube pepperoni?
Yeah, that was the bomb.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, Floyd's school had good food.
Yeah.
But Lanier was god-awful.
Hmm.
I mean, there was a lady that ran the lunchroom at Floyd named Miss Sullivan. She screamed. She was real loud and everything. But everybody, she was real nice to the students, and the help seemed to like her, the folks that worked in the kitchen. But she was, she had some really good stuff.
You know, and as I get older, I really do try to increase my empathy, and I don't mean that in, like, this touchy-feely. No, just, like, be able to put myself in the shoes of another person.
Yeah.
So I think back, can you imagine cooking for hundreds of school-age children?
Oh, my God, no.
No, it'd be horrible.
It would be.
Oh.
Well, and by the time I got to the high school level at Catholic High, or they changed it to Montgomery Catholic Preparatory School, by the time I got to high school, they changed it up. to where they started contracting it out.
Yeah.
To like, you know, Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A,
I think that was
all
the best thing, really.
It was very, very smart on their part.
But and profitable.
272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. You know what, Jack? Troop got a new website.
Really?
Does he?
Yeah, it's now heirloomjewelers.com.
Hot dog.
Just simple as that, folks. Heirloomjewelers.com. He texted me over the weekend, and that's fantastic. Heirloomjewelers.com. And you can go and check out what they currently have in stock there. That way, you don't have to set up an appointment to go by the showroom if you want to see what they currently have there for sale at Heirloom Jewelers. They specialize in fine antique and estate jewelry items, and those jewelry pieces are one of a kind, folks. They don't make jewelry like they used to, and they're usually one-of-a-kind, handcrafted pieces that stand the test of time in terms of their style and how beautiful they are, but also how durable they are. When it's handcrafted, they really have that attention to detail in terms of the structure of the jewelry piece. And whether you're looking to treat yourself or maybe surprise that significant other.
It's my birthday, Susanna.
No, you should be giving her a gift on your birthday, from what I know, Eddie. And Heirloom Jewelers is a great place to pick up that gift. And also, Troop Booth is looking to buy from you, folks. So call Troop Booth, whether you're looking to sell to him or buy from him, at 260-0066, 260-0066. Set up an appointment. If you're selling, you'll bring in your jewelry items you'd like to sell to him. And if you agree to the appraisal he offers you, then and there you get paid right then and there. He's offering top dollar for those finished pieces, especially gold and diamonds, but all pieces, even scrap jewelry pieces, you can get a pretty penny for. So again, 260-0066, or check out the new URL, the new website, heirloomjewelers.com. Again, that's heirloomjewelers.com. Thank you to Troop Booth and everybody there at Heirloom Jewelers for being a great sponsor of the program. So as we get over this weekend, the nomination of Barrett, these new hit pieces coming out from the New York Times, though they don't really seem to be like that much of a hit. It's more like, okay, you gave me a Charlie horse. Like, you gave me a wedgie, if that. I think the president is sitting pretty. And one thing that we're really worried about with the election, beyond just the politics of it all, is the ballot situation, the integrity of the ballots. Well, there was some breaking news that came out, well, at least I saw it this morning, that a federal appellate judge has apparently said no to Wisconsin. Wisconsin wanted to count votes 6 days after Election Day.
6 days?
Yeah. Pennsylvania, I think it's three, but in Wisconsin, they wanted it to be six.
Jesus.
And a federal judge said, hey, no, we're not doing that
Good.
Anymore. We're not doing that at all. So,
6 days.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Fantastic news. Now, we'll see where this goes. And I wonder if it makes it to the Supreme Court. And, hey, Jack, could you move the mic off your chest, off your shirt there?
Oh, it's like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. And, if it makes it to the Supreme Court, would they make a discreet ruling? Discreet ruling in the sense of, and I'm talking before Election Day.
Yeah.
Would they make a discreet ruling that says, okay, only Wisconsin were upholding this rule that they can't go past Election Day? Or would they do a general ruling saying for all states? Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a constitutional lawyer by any means. But it should be a big decision. Because the idea, and we've been harping about this for now for a while, what good is having an actual Election Day?
Right.
I mean, it's not like, oh, people just came up with that willy-nilly. No, there was good reason it was a single day. Because it was the singular will of the people
right.
in that snapshot in time.
Right.
When you have an election season, people are voting at different times and thus maybe have different things in their mind. Now,
well, certainly. I could come out and slam somebody in the middle of our election season.
Right.
Suddenly the votes go my way.
Right.
For a false article.
So we'll see where it goes. Stupid. But the courts are going to be tied up with this. I doubt the federal government's going to do much on this, nor should they. And
no.
The fact that it is a state-run enterprise is a good thing. And, you know, another attaboy to John Merrill. It seems like Alabama's system is top-notch.
Pretty good.
And last time I voted in the runoff, it was run well.
Easy peasy.
Everybody
for
was
me,
being
yeah.
safe, and I thought it went fine.
Yeah, I don't think
you have any excuse unless, I mean, you really have an issue. I don't think you have any excuse not to go and vote in person.
But then we have absentee ballots for the rare occasions.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's wrong with this system.
Right, and we do need to we do need to, we were talking about last night, Jack, look into these amendments. Now, what's your general rule on state, Alabama state amendment?
I vote no on all of them.
Thank you, Jack Campbell.
Now, why is that?
Because generally, you're voting for some BS up in Franklin County or up there in, you know, up in Jackson County that doesn't have a damn thing to do with us. But that's the way they structure it. You know, you've something allowing people in another county to do something. Well, that's just stupid.
Right. So we'll look. We'll double check it. We'll look into the exact language of the amendments, what they would actually do. But the general rule of thumb, and I agree with Jack here, is, you know, vote no. Vote no. But
I mean, really, I just think it's stupid. I don't care what they do up in another county.
But we'll definitely revisit that. Yeah, no, I feel the same way. It's like some of these things. Now, I changed my mind a little bit on, you know, the gripe of the Alabama Constitution being so long and these sorts of things. I think there's a little more honesty to it when you do it that way. You know, the British, for instance, mm-hmm. they don't even have a written constitution. You're like, how the hell does that work? Essentially, the British realized something. The way government works, we want it to be explicit how it works in the moment. And so it's like, hey, we've got the American Constitution, but I'll ask, especially all you good conservatives out there, do you think the current national government of the United States functions in a constitutional manner? Right. Eddie's shaking his head.
No. Unfortunately.
And so the British were wise to something that governments never listen to what's written on parchment and on paper. So let's just be explicit about it. We're going to make the rules as we go along with the parliament.
But if we don't have that, Joey, especially in the world we live in today, because we're always referring back to the original document, if we didn't have that, it would be
I agree, and the American Constitution is very special, but it would be nice if we could get back to that.
Oh, yes, I agree.
And not just pretend that we're getting back to that. And with the Alabama Constitution being so darn long, it shows every exact little change that's been happening along the way, and there's something to that history. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Papa B.
Papa B.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
You know, that I don't know about Pennsylvania, but I think it's probably the same as Wisconsin, and I do believe Minnesota as well. The legislature had written in about the mail-in ballot that they had to be counted by election day. That was mail-in. The courts, judges, decided then on their own to extend it.
Right.
And there is where Roberts will get involved with it if it goes to the Supreme Court, because he, if I'm reading it right, Roberts would say, well, the states have, the right to do it the way they want to do it within certain limitations and parameters, I'm sure. But the courts getting involved and superseding that and making new rules up as they go, no, he wouldn't go for that. I don't believe. So, anyway, maybe it won't even get to there, but this whole deal, this is how. Look, since the days of Tammany Hall, you saw the movie Gangs of New York.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just kept on voting. Vote. I mean, 2, 3, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. How many do we need to win? How many times did I hear that over the years in places like Gary, Indiana? The mayor, how many do we need to win?
Mm-hmm.
You know what on me and tell me it's raining. I know what they're doing, and so does everybody else. They're trying to cheat. So hopefully, what judges are there, up at the judicial level now, will put the kibosh on it early and often.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what we should hope for. It does, I've learned to just sort of laugh at this stuff and enjoy the crazy ride. But it should be, there goes Papa B. It should be a bit unsettling that both parties are questioning the integrity of the election.
And blaming it on the other party.
Right. It's pretty funny.
Now, go ahead, Jack. Sorry.
Believe me, over the years, you know, it's like when they laughed about the Nixon. Well, you didn't laugh about it because it really happened. About Joe Kennedy calling up Richard Daley of Chicago. Was it Richard Daley? There was a man. Anyway, he says to him, the mayor says, Joe, how many you need? And he told him how they were short in Illinois. And by God, the Mayor Daley delivered the votes for Kennedy, and that's what beat Nixon.
Right.
I mean, that's what a lot of people contend. You know, I was very young in that election, so I really don't know. But
it is funny how folks who used to be part of, let's say, illicit, illegal markets, once those markets become, you know, legal to a degree, or you just earn enough money in those markets, how many people then become powerful political players? It's a very common thing. 272, Papa B's back. Yeah. I think that was, just a bad connection. Hey, Papa B.
Are you tired of hearing me talk, Joey?
No.
I mean, I don't blame
you. He was trying to give you a hint, but then you call back, man. I mean, come on.
Well, hey, I wouldn't doubt it. So is Joey, but I know. He's a good guy. Anyway, so in the days of the William F. Buckley Republican, let's call them that, okay? There was a certain genteel of, you know, Marcus of Queensberry rules, you know, let's defer to our opposition type thing. But, buddy, that day is gone. Long gone and used up a long time ago. What do y'all think about that?
May I comment on that?
Yes.
Yeah. I think William F. Buckley was a horse's ass, and he's why a lot of people didn't want to vote Republican, because he was such a snob.
Well,
he thought he was smarter. Now, he was smarter than a lot of people, but he knew it, and he loved to do it, you know, and I'm telling you, that's what kept a lot of people of our party, because of those damn country club Republicans.
Well, and his battles with Gore Vidal were classic, because Vidal would really get under Buckley's skin. I think Vidal, one of those debates at the convention, said Vidal had a book called Myra Breckinridge, and it was very ahead of its time. I mean, it was all about transgenderism and very explicit stuff. And he said, Mr. Buckley, I think you've won the award for Mr. Myra Breckinridge of the year. Buckley does not, and if you remember the moment, I can't really say it, but essentially, after he called Vidal called Buckley a crypto-fascist. You call me a crypto-fascist again, and I'll plaster you, and you'll stay plastered. And it was like, whoa, the violence inherent in the system. And it was like, there goes that genteel veneer.
And see, it carried on through the Bush years, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all part of the same club. We all can get along. Come on. We don't care if you cheat a little bit and win. You know, we're not going to make a big issue about it, because we don't want to, quote-unquote, divide the country.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but that just, it needed to stop a long time ago.
Yes.
But, you know, it's only until, I would say very recently, even, you know, up until the current Trump time here, that the Republicans have finally figured out, look, we can't allow the Democrats to cheat their way into office.
Well, and this goes, Papa B, this goes back to our constant media critique. It's why I'm so hopeful. I think that sort of William F. Buckley, the smart set in the conservative movement, will define what conservatism is and write out anybody else who's a little too rude or a little too of the people, a little too populist. And that would have continued if not for social media, if not for the internet. And now with people, anybody having the freedom of press to publish as they wish, essentially at no cost, then you're starting to see that old National Review set go by the wayside. And good riddance.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good riddance.
Yeah. All right, guys. Soapbox moment done.
All right.
Thanks for letting me air it out.
Thanks, Papa B.
Thanks.
Take care, brother.
272-9228. Yeah, some of those old debates. There's actually a documentary. I don't know if it's still easily and readily available, but Best of Enemies. And it goes through the lifelong feud between Buckley and Vidal. And it's just fantastic. Because they're real, both of them are really uppity. Both of them are really pretentious, mm-hmm. but and also very brilliant, and I like that stuff. But to see those two guys go head-to-head and be such different people in terms of their worldview, it's very entertaining. It's a very well-done documentary. Like, and also, talk about spilling ink to go after the other guy. I mean, Buckley, I think, devoted an entire like issue of National Review to take on Gore Vidal.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like, and there's plenty there with Vidal, but I'm not saying Vidal was great. I'm just saying the back and forth. Vidal had Buckley's number, and I think you're right, Jack, that Buckley could just be an ass.
Like, well, of course, so was Gore Vidal, for that matter.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, they were both horrible.
I could just see them unsnapping their gloves and slapping his gloves.
I'm not happy he's dead. And actually, I knew his nephew, John Buckley, who worked for Jack Kemp and was a very decent, nice guy. He acted like he didn't belong to that family. And I got along with him great. He was a nice guy, but I guess he still is. He's not dead. But anyway, I just thought, because I lived through all that, when people thought of every Republican as a snob and, you know, that they didn't connect with real people.
Right.
And part of that was true.
And it's crazy how the shoe's on the other foot now. Now, there are Democrats we know. There are Democrats you're friends with. There are people the left who aren't officially Democrats that I know. I like, as I've said before, the fringes. It doesn't mean I agree with the fringes, but that's where ideas get started. It starts on the fringe, and then it eventually becomes mainstream if it's a compelling or an effective idea. But when you look at the leadership of the Democratic Party, and I think it's why they lost to Trump in 2016, it's because the Democratic Party has become the party of the coastal elites. The party of big media on the East Coast and the party of big tech on the West Coast and Hollywood. And they're not connected to the everyday American in the same way they used to be.
The uber rich in this country are Democrats.
Yeah, exactly.
People that own businesses, employ people, that pay taxes. A lot of those guys are Republicans. But I'm going to tell you, you look at these uber rich people, the George Soros's of the world and the Bezos's of the world, they give money to Democrats.
Yeah. Right.
Why is that?
And a lot of it.
Why is that, Jack? What is
it? It might be white guilt. I don't
That's
know.
That's what I always wondered.
It could be that. I like the idea, though, they're essentially paying the protection racket. Like, instead of being constantly bedeviled by the Democrats, let's just join their team. I can make the rules work for me.
Kind of like the Rainbow Coalition. You just come and shake you down.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. I'll never understand it.
Well, I won't either. I mean, it's just hard for me to grasp, because if you employ people and provide their health insurance and all this other stuff, you want to see government responsible and responsive, and you don't want them all crawling on your back all
right,
the time.
Right, right.
You don't want all this regulation.
Well, and there is plenty to complain about with lobbyists, you know, trying to get a special privilege, but I'll tell you what, you make millions and billions of dollars a year in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Try to run, say, a big business that makes billions and not have a lobbying firm.
You can't.
They won't let you
right.
do that.
Nothing in your
say,
business.
I'm not trying to look for special deals. I just want to leave me alone. I'll pay the taxes. No, they can't abide that.
I think you can reach a certain plateau, and then that's it. And the next thing you have to do to get to that next plateau is hire that lobbying firm.
Right. The government is just as much of the problem there as it is moneyed interest trying to control government. If you're a part of the moneyed class and you don't want to play ball, they'll make you pay.
Yeah.
They really will.
Influence and access, buddy.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Of course, you can get that 55% off on all those videotape, old VHS, Betamax, camcorder tapes, videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file for your computer. Those tapes aren't just collecting dust over the years, folks. They deteriorate, and you lose those memories. So why not preserve those analog memories by bringing them into the digital future? 55% off for News and Views listeners when you call Dan Black at 279 6036. But Dan Black Studios is much more. They can transfer old audio tape cassettes. They can take all those CDs, put it on a thumb drive compatible with that new car stereo. If you don't want to have to go through all of that yourself, they can make it quick and easy for you. They also do full video production, whether from the ground up or editing together raw footage you already have shot on video. And it can be for a TV commercial, online branding video, maybe you have a big video presentation. Maybe it's like a wedding anniversary and you want to remember, you can bring together, you know, those old memories along with the video production side of Dan Black Studios. Have this great presentation to remember, say, 40 years of marriage, 50 years of marriage. There's so many options there at Dan Black Studios, and they've earned that professional reputation over 38 years, really earning people's trust and satisfying their customers. So, again, check out Dan Black Studios today. You can go to danblackstudios.net or give them a call. Again, 279-6036, 279-6036. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very warm day ahead, but some big weather changes are on the way in the week ahead. Today, a warm and humid high in the mid-80s. Could be some widely scattered showers by this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight and through the midday hours of Tuesday. Low tonight, 62. Tuesday's high near 70, becoming windy on Tuesday. Wednesday, nice day, low 70, sunshine, low humidity. Then briefly warmer Thursday before the coolest air of the fall season sweeps in for Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. Some really good news. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark.
A boy's born.
He's Jack Hammond.
Hot damn.
Hi, you darn.
Darn, all right. Eddie Vedder in the house.
In the house.
You into the song or something?
Oh, man, I love Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, Stevie's great.
One of the best ofs is the original Musicarium. I strongly suggest that. Awesome. Awesome box set.
You know, gentlemen, I have a confession to make.
What's that, boss?
I wish you would confess.
Say that again, Jack.
I wish you'd confess.
Okay, I will. There's a new endorsement for Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah?
And for Kamala. Who this person called a badass.
Oh?
Yeah. The Rock endorsed Joe Biden, and I might have to vote for Biden now if The Rock says so, you know.
Joey, I saw that last night. And, you know, I'm a fan of The Rock, no doubt. But
yeah, Dwayne Johnson's great. But
what the hell, man?
I wonder, and, you know, I'd like to think Dwayne Johnson's his own man. He can... Maybe he's genuine about it, and that's why he endorsed Biden. But think about it. He is the highest-earning actor in the world right now.
Right.
Biggest star in Hollywood. Do you really think the biggest star in Hollywood, if he's going to endorse somebody, is allowed to endorse Donald Trump?
No, so just shut up and make me laugh, honey, man.
See, but your silence is violence.
Yeah, it's true. Now, that's true.
You can't be quiet, either. You can't be neutral. No Switzerland's, no Liechtensteins here. Mm. By the way, I was watching some history on the, you know, how did Germany, how did Germany become this whole thing, cause all these problems in the 20th century?
Enlighten us.
Well, there it all goes on in the 1800s. I won't bore you, but all these small little, you know, principalities, these little states ended up being this one German state under the Prussian government.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one that did not join, Liechtenstein.
Ah.
Yeah, and I actually know a lot of libertarians who were big into the cryptocurrency world, and they're economists by trade, and then they ended up getting into the, you know, how to program, how to, you know, work cryptocurrencies, and they all moved to Liechtenstein. Yeah, because it's like low taxes, it's this little monarchy that the government has no real power. It's in the center of Europe there.
Really?
And I'd love to go visit. It's beautiful from all the videos posted. And I love little stories like that. All the craziness of, you know, the 20th century, and there's this one tiny spot, smaller than most U.S. states,
giving them the middle finger.
Their independence in the midst of all of it. But that can't be allowed. Neutrality is not allowed in today's politics, especially, like I said earlier, when it comes to corporations. You can't be neutral. You have to play the ball, or they will make you play ball.
What do you think here in the United States? You think in 10 years we're going to gain two states, or we're going to lose any states, Joey?
I doubt. Well, unless there's some big deal, like a big deal between both parties, I don't see any new states being added.
And you think we'll lose any?
I don't think we'll lose any. One state takes over another. Like, why is Connecticut a state?
Yeah.
Just one big highway.
I can just see, like, a state of California that says, hey, we're no longer part of the United States, and we just go, okay.
Yeah, okay, go.
Whatever. But go. We still got 50 states.
Yeah, no, I don't see anything huge like that occurring. And, you know, it's weird. We were talking earlier, the old constitutional model. For instance, do we amend the Constitution in the proper manner?
No.
You know, for instance, we had to get an amendment to outlaw, prohibit alcohol.
Right.
But now, after the 30s, you can just prohibit whatever you like because it's interstate commerce, even though you don't sell it across state lines or even sell it to anybody. You're just making it for yourself. That's interstate commerce because it affects prices.
Sounds like a cartel move.
So maybe it'd be nice to get back to the old constitutional system, but I won't hold my breath and... we'll see where this goes. But right now, it seems like such a clear-cut election to me. And one book recommendation, I'll see if we can get them on, Jack. I'd be interested in talking with them. Recently, H.R. McMaster. He was the first national security advisor for Donald Trump.
Yep.
I don't think he really wanted the job. He wasn't like, oh, I love Trump so much.
Right.
But he saw it as his duty and his calling.
Is his background, is he like a scholar?
He's a warrior and a scholar.
Any written books and stuff?
Well, he was known, I think it was the Iraq War. He was running a tank battalion. They had lost no one and destroyed all sorts of other assets of the enemy. He was very successful on the battlefield. And then he is a scholar. His book that got him notoriety was on the failures of Vietnam and all the different ways. It's now must reading in any military academy around the country, apparently. And he has a new book out, and he said he can't take credit alone. He actually worked with all sorts of graduates and graduate students, undergrads, who did a lot of the research work with him, and it's at Stanford. And it's a new book called, I believe, Battlegrounds, and it's about the future of American geopolitics. It's sort of gone under the wire, but the change in strategy and posture towards China by the Trump administration... You know, McMaster shared an interesting anecdote. As they're writing the national security strategy, and everybody's sitting around the national security team, you know, saying, you know, if we make this our official doctrine, this is the biggest change in American foreign policy since, you know, the Cold War started with the Soviet Union. This is a massive deal, maybe the biggest since the fall of the Berlin Wall, we'll put it that way, to reorient against China and to recognize... The whole idea that China would liberalize and become like a democracy like us if they became economically free, that didn't happen.
Sure sounded nice, though, didn't it?
And, I mean, the news today from China is President Xi of China. Tough dude. Big chess player.
You think I get along with him fine.
I get along with him, but if Joe Biden, who's shot, he's shot, folks. He's shot. It's just obvious. Stone cold truth. But if Biden gets in there, he's not going to be able to play chess against Xi or Putin. Putin will eat his lunch.
He'll break out marbles.
But I would look at Xi today saying, yeah, you know, us locking up millions of Muslims in our country and, you know, destroying, you know, symbols of faith around the country in this particular problem, that's just fine. There's nothing wrong with that. We're doing the right thing. So they're not ashamed of it at all. It kind of reminds me of North Korea. When the UN recently condemned their concentration camps, Jack, North Korea's response literally was, we don't call them concentration camps, so we don't have any. Yeah. And you have to laugh at something so horrible because it's just so, like, another world they're living in.
Re-education camps.
Right. So I would check out, folks, I'm going to pick it up myself, Battlegrounds by H.R. McMaster. It really takes you around the world on what are the issues facing the United States, geopolitically speaking. And I don't always agree with McMaster. I might have some differences, but I think it's a great book on giving you some perspective on what's the deal with Iran, what's the deal with Russia, what's the deal with China, what about, you know, our hemisphere, what about what's going on in the race to Africa and developing there and Europe as well. So it's a around the world view, and maybe we can get McMaster on the program. It'd be nice to
That'd
chat
be nice.
With him.
Okay.
Brilliant guy. But 272-9228. You know, April Marie, when she was here filling in for Dan, April Marie Fogle, she mentioned she's a big West Wing fan. And, you know, as a conservative, you might go, huh? I am too. My brother and I love West Wing. I view it for what it is. It's not something you should go to for, like, serious political analysis. And Aaron Sorkin these days, man, what a piece of work. But there's a great character in West Wing that's a British ambassador that the chief of staff can't stand. And Leo McGarry is going back and forth with this Brit, and he constantly says, yeah, but we opened up a big can of whoop-ass on you guys at Yorktown. And I remember that line because here is this headline. Well, I'll kind of wind up here. Donald Trump, and this was at the end of last week, at a press conference, was being asked about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And a reporter asked Trump, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle chimed in on the U.S. election, essentially encouraged people to vote for Joe Biden. Let me get your reaction to that, President Trump. Here's what Trump said. I'm not a big fan of hers. I wish a lot of luck to Harry because he's going to need it.
The man's keeping it real.
Yeah, and because we opened up a big can of whoop ass at Yorktown means we never have to listen to a British monarch again.
Thank you.
Even if they marry an American. Especially
that's
if they marry
so funny.
An American.
That is so funny.
That's a hilarious way. Like, Trump is kind of evil genius sometimes. It's like, let's cause a rift in the marriage. Good luck, Harry. I don't like Meghan.
I can't blame him.
Silly crap.
You're going to need it. That's great.
Well, she kind of made him move away from the monarch.
Yeah. Lost a lot of money.
Yeah. And no offense, but it's not going to last.
Yeah.
We can all see this.
Yeah. 272-9228, 272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. They're a Benjamin Moore retailer right there at 6237 Atlanta Highway, where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see right there, Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating Center, right there in that little strip center. They specialize in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. They're your local choice. That means they're easy to work with. They keep your information on file. So why don't you call Brian Carr or Brett Lanham? Brian Carr is the owner, paint specialist. Brian is really, you know, started up a great shop there, and he hires great people like the manager, Brett Lanham, who's a paint specialist in his own right. They have the expertise, the expert eye, to give you inspiration to repaint the bedroom or the kitchen, maybe the whole home. And whether it's a do-it-yourself project or maybe you're contracting out the job, be sure to get all your paint and stain supplies, whether for the interior or exterior of your home, they're at New Look Decorating Center. Call them today at 271-0007, 271-0007. Or again, stop by that showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. And whether you stop by or give them a call, be sure to tell Brian, Brad, or anybody there on the team at New Look Decorating Center that you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. More news and views. Last break of the program. It's only a minute, Jack. It's been finished.
I know. I'm so excited.
I can tell.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about my generation.
Yeah.
But it's becoming you boomers. I griped at Greg Budell for a little while about this. It's you boomers always, you know, looking at your phone.
I've been getting a ton of texts.
Well, you got to blow it up. It takes them a little longer, Joey. They got to blow it up to get that text.
Oh, these chickens. They don't want to call. They just want to text their friend Jack.
That's right. Tell him this, Jack. Tell him this.
Oh, they know if they call me, I'll cuss them out.
More news and views when we come back.
He barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for me.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, they used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to
I love
noon.
That drop.
Oh, that's one of my favorite Trumpisms right there. Because that's just...
That's, very Trump-esque.
Yeah, that's golden right there. 272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24-7. I'm going to the Harrison Road location, 3331 Harrison Road. Stop by there today and be sure to tell them Joey sent you. Say hi to Alex or Jennifer at the front desk. Maybe young Dakota will be working the front desk. But they have all the equipment you need to meet your fitness needs. Whether it's cardio equipment or free weights or weight machines, they've got you covered. All sorts of square footage so people can be spread out, especially with concerns over COVID and the Rona. But it also, it's in the name, 24-7 access. Yep. When you join Express Fitness 24-7. One-time sign-up fee and then month-to-month if you so like it. So you can try it out before you get stuck. You don't have to get stuck in a long-term contract like some other gyms might make you do. And I made that mistake in college. It was a big mistake.
You still making payments on your CD club?
Yeah. It was definitely a big mistake, though. So, no, you can pay month-to-month. You can pay ahead if you like, but the month-to-month is a great, reasonable rate, too. So check out Express Fitness 24-7 today. Stop by the Harrison Road location, the old Hogan's Gym, no, mm-hmm. Express Fitness 24-7, or go online to expressfitness24, the number 24.com, and see all the many locations here in the River Region.
I know they got a location in Millbrook, several of my Hyundai buddies are, because they work shift work, they mm-hmm. love the idea of I can go anytime.
Yeah. No, it's
great.
Two
in the morning, two in the afternoon.
And it's also when you get the gym to yourself, yeah. You know, when it's out early, it's nice. It's like your own personal space.
I like that.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing good.
Would you like to talk to Randall?
Yeah, Randall loves to call at the last minute, doesn't he?
He really does.
Unless you've been keeping him on hold for 45 minutes.
No, he was only on hold there for 5 minutes or so.
Maybe. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Hello, Randall.
How you doing, baby?
How you doing, Randall?
How you doing?
But before I get to what I want to ask you, I guess I want to say my mama's birthday was yesterday. I guess her and Greg, that's great right there, you know. And yep. But Eddie, let me tell y'all about this fella. I mean, two times I know for a fact that he was supposed to sell a house, and he just told him. One of them was Greg, and one of them was my son. And he would have made money either way, but they wouldn't have made no money. And he told him, just, you know what I mean, just ride it out. Just ride this out. It's going to get better. And you know what I mean, he just done all that and didn't get no money for even saying all that, and told my son what he needed to do to work on to make it, you know, worth more. And now, look, you know what I mean, and they sticking their head out the other side, you know, and I don't even know if they're going to sell it anymore or not. But, look, regardless, thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, Randall.
That's humanity right there. You know what I mean? Just wanting the other man to come up right along with you. You know, you might have used that $1,500 you might have made off selling the house, but you didn't. You know, you just skipped it and told them to hang in there. And then charge a lick coming out there, sitting down with my son. Y'all just call this man. Just talk to him. I mean, you just want to chit-chat, take a boat ride on Lake Jordan, you know what I mean? If they say you're going to look at a house, let them show you one from the lake, get a free boat ride out of the deal. You know, go on boat ride with me. Ain't that right, Jack?
That's exactly right with cooler beer, Randall.
But, Jack, why is it, like, even Donald Trump used to have to pay the Democrat Party, even when he was doing stuff. But down here, it was more Republicans, I think, that took a lot more money, maybe. You're looking at Mike and them, but is it just the pay to play, or is it pay because the other side of this, you know what I mean, you got to get through them, or they going to let their buddies in? Is it like that? Is this?
Because, Randall, people are motivated by money. That's what it all boils down to. And, when you're a big player like Donald Trump or some of these other guys, and you want legislation to go your way on the national level, you know, you give a senator, an incumbent senator, you know, the $2,500 limit for their campaign, or you give $10,000 or $100,000 to a super PAC who is going to support that candidate. And it's just the price of doing business. And you saw it with the Jeff Coleman campaign. And the Club for Growth pointed out that Jeff Coleman was running as a Republican, but he had given more money to Democrats over the years than he has Republicans. And that's because he has a moving company that has a federal contract, and he was giving money to people who served on the committee who made those decisions. It stinks. But it wasn't illegal, you know?
Right.
People just feel like they have to give to candidates because so damn many of them are on the take.
Right.
Well, and Randall, much does change in this world, but as far as human beings, we don't change that much. It's an old saying, why do men go to war? Why do they seek power? Fear, honor, and interest. It's 2,500 years old, that insight, and it holds true today. Fear, honor, and interest. You want to get your name on buildings and your name to be remembered in history books, or you want to make an extra buck, or maybe you're truly fearful of what's going on in the world, but it's usually a common.
And Randall, when they had the McCain-Feingold Act that was supposed to redefine giving money to candidates on the federal level, they limited it and all this kind of stuff. But then again, grew out of that decision, out of that legislation, the super PACs, who can take millions in corporate money and spend it to beat candidates. It's, you know, you got to be careful what you wish for when you pass an ethics law or a campaign finance law, because a lot of times they create huge loopholes that was not intended, but that's just the way it ended up. You know, it's kind of unfortunate. Hmm. And there are so many groups out there raising money for the Trump effort that are not affiliated with this campaign.
Right, right.
You know, and a lot of people give to those when really they should be given directly to the campaign.
Exactly.
Do you think that there's more given to the Democrat side because
They've raised more money this year than Republicans.
Why would you have to pay a Democrat off more than a Republican? Because that seems to be the case. I was just curious why that would be.
No, what I'm saying is there's a lot of big money behind Democrat candidates. In Congress, let's face it, Randall, in the House of Representatives, the Democrats are in the majority. They chair every committee.
Mm-hmm.
They run the show. They have more votes. So naturally, you give to the party in power.
Okay.
If you're a business guy that doesn't really have a core for it, you don't really care who wins. You just want to make sure you give to the right people.
Well, Randall, we got around.
I see. I'll see you. Later,
Randall.
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you, brother.
Well, more news and views tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Yes.
Be previewing the debate.
Yes.
Now, I think Trump should, I know COVID and all, but they're not going to do a handshake, but Trump should say, you know, Joe, in these divided times, I think what you need is a hug. Just give me a hug.